Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
Ooh. Hey, Annie.
Yes?
Happy Pride Month.
Thank you to you as well, Samantha.
I've seen you so many times this month, and I don't think, or talked to you so many times this month, and I can't believe I haven't said that to you already.
I could sense it.
Okay, good.
I can just always tell. I haven't said it either, so we're making amends right now. Yeah. It is Pride Month as we record this and as it comes out. But again, we can't control when you're listening to it.
True.
So if it is Pride Month when you listen, happy Pride Month. And you know what? Happy Pride Month anyway.
Hugs. Happy Pride Month.
Virtual hugs.
Everyone.
Yes, yes. And because of that, I thought I'd do a brief check-in and update on my asexuality with some other newsy items thrown in. Because yes, also as we record this, there are a lot of protests in the United States and around the world around Black Lives Matter and police brutality. And as a part of that, we have seen a lot of conversations around not leaving the Black LGBTQ plus community out of that conversation. And specifically, Black Trans Lives Matter, also Black Women's Lives Matter, which isn't necessarily LGBTQ plus, but a part of this conversation. And we've seen the Stonewall riots come up a lot, which was sort of the impetus for what is now Pride Month in association with, or in the kind of similarities that the Stonewall riots had with what is going on right now.
Right. And the Supreme Court just ruled that civil rights extends to the LGBTQ plus community. Yay! Surprisingly, by an overwhelming amount of votes from the justices. I honestly was surprised that it was 6-3. And by the way, fuck you, Kavanaugh. Just to put that out there, because he did exactly what we thought he would do, even though he wouldn't admit it during his confirmation hearing. And there has also, and we're not going to get too much into it, but there's a big conversation about the fact that the way that the opinion was read in the argument for the civil rights extension actually left out the bisexual community in its language. And a lot of the bisexual community were really upset, even though this was a victory, because it was a type of erasure that they've had to deal with, as we've talked about previously, for many, many years and within the LGBTQ community in itself. So it was really interesting to see that take, and probably something that we should revisit. Even though, yes, it is still an overall victory, because we know many states did not have any of these rulings and were allowed to discriminate against that community and being able to fire. But right, there's also that conversation of the at-will state.
When we heard this news, my entire body and brain was like, good news? Wait, what?
Yeah, I think the day before the decision, because there are several decisions that were supposed to happen that day, everybody was just in a ball of anxiety and just assumed. And I think someone actually tweeted, one of the people that we follow, oh, well, tomorrow's going to be a bad day. It's going to be the worst day. Yeah. Might as well go to bed.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I struggled to process it, to be honest. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there is that. On a personal level, I've been navigating what being asexual and biromantic means for me and what it means for my future. Because as I've discussed before, I have a lot of trust issues. So it would take so much for me to believe that I could be in a relationship, in a healthy relationship, with someone who is okay with not having sex and not like feeling guilty about it myself. So there is that. And I have been looking back on my life and all this pressure that I felt to date and to be as into sex and having sex as my friends were and just absolutely not feeling it and thinking something was wrong with me or I just needed more time or whatever the reason and how many things I've done that I didn't want to do because of it. And of course, all my history with sexual trauma and lack of trust in myself has complicated all of that too. And I still feel a little uncomfortable saying I'm part of the community since I can pass as straight. I'm so confident that I'm queer, like above all else, but I am hesitant to claim it just because I haven't faced any public discrimination.
Right. And that's kind of the conversation about erasure anyway, that even though you can identify as that, that people do easily erase that community in general. And actually, I told you, an acquaintance of mine came out as ace. And the first thing I was like, oh, let me tell you about my, you know, it's like we did a podcast because we did an episode because my co-host is ace. And here's something to know. And it was really nice to be able to like, hey, you're not alone. And yeah. I love that you're coming out now. And here are some more people within our community who can relate to you and you can relate to.
Yeah, that's probably been the most rewarding thing about going through this on a podcast is going through figuring out what I identify as, is people have reached out and said, thank you so much. You've encouraged me to talk to people about how I identify, or you've helped me figure out how I identify. And that is so rewarding. So I'm glad to be a part of that. It's really funny because I generally don't get upset when people, and I'm thinking in one instance in particular, but when we could still hang out with people where I was hanging out with kind of an older couple and they were discussing like past relationships and how they had broken up with people who didn't want to have sex because something was clearly wrong with them.
Right.
And it was hurtful, but I'm able to navigate those situations, kind of get away from them or have that conversation. It's fine. But because social media has become such a minefield, a couple of days ago, asexual was trending on Twitter. And I was like, nope, I'm getting off Twitter for all day. And I think it was because SpongeBob, so Nickelodeon announced he was like, happy Pride. And he was part of the Pride LGBTQ plus community. And everyone was like, SpongeBob is gay or he's bisexual. And then they found an old comment from the creator who is now dead. But he said, I always thought of him as asexual. I think that's why it was trending.
I think like inviting him into the community as well as the fact that a cartoon character was representing an LGBTQI plus, you know, was the big point of that. But probably. I didn't read too much into that either other than, oh yeah, of course.
SpongeBob. Yeah, and it has been funny because I suppose it's a really good distraction right now, but I've been writing my fan fiction and thinking a lot about my past fictional crushes and people are like, oh, but you have so many crushes. Yeah, I can crush, man. Crush
and that's
hard.
Okay. That's completely different.
Yes, it is. It is. And I did want to put in here because I thought it was hilarious. I recently have gotten not one, not two, not three, but four, because I just got another one text from dudes saying I've been avoiding them. And I thought that was very, very funny because it's a pandemic.
Right. You're like, I don't know what that means, but yes, I'm staying in the house and avoiding most people. But
I'm avoiding everyone, actually. It's not just you.
But now it's definitely you.
Yes, yes. Yeah, that was just a very funny thing that happened. And something else I wanted to touch on because I thought it was really funny. That doesn't necessarily have to do with pride, but just hilarious, is the New York City Health Department sex guidelines have been updated. Now, we talked about these already.
Right.
But they've expanded on it. And I've got to share some of their tips.
Oh, I love it.
Okay. So number one, this is a quote. These are quotes. You are your safest sex partner. Number two, and I think this is my favorite, be creative with sexual positions and physical barriers like walls.
Oh, Lord. That just makes me think of all the cleanup you're going to have to do.
Yeah, I mean, we were cleaning up more in general. So yeah, just add that to the pile.
Ooh.
masturbate together.
Okay.
Large gatherings are not advised. Limit the size of your guest list. Keep it intimate. So keep your orgies small.
Very small. Yeah. It's no longer orgies, is it?
I know.
After a certain number, so.
I love that large gatherings are not advised. Avoid kissing. And they do advise that you wear a mask during sex. So, you know, you can get creative with that, I suppose. And they are offering free home delivery of condoms and lube.
Well, that's super nice.
That is.
But I'm still trying to figure out the wear a mask thing. I guess that could be a new form of...
You know, some people like in the BDSM community like
that. Is that a new form of kink or is that an insult to say that? I'm trying to think of it.
I think it's, you know, some people like wearing a mask.
Right. Some people, yeah. Okay. I mean, I guess. There's so many things going through my head right now that I'm like, huh, what does that look like? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, yeah, that I just wanted to touch on that again. And we would love to hear from you listeners. How has Pride been for you? If you've been doing anything special or not. We just like hearing from you. You can email us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Instagram at Stuff I've Never Told You or on Twitter at Momstuff Podcast. Thanks as always to our super producers, JJ Posway and Andrew Howard.
Thanks, guys.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I've Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.